Sean.
Mike Galladay is up next.
Okay, so a quick micro story before I get into my real story. I was at this party once a few years back. There's a guy, he brought like a 30-pack of Ice House and drank it all himself. So I'm sitting there, and the guy gets up, I guess, to go somewhere, maybe to the bathroom, and he's not even standing up correctly. He's like on a 45-degree angle the whole time. And I'm like, you should not walk. There are stairs right there. And he's like, I got it. He walks two steps, rolls down the stairs, grabs the rail and looks up at me and goes, and lets go and goes the rest of the way. Anyway, real story. It's about the first time I got drunk. So I spent my entire 21st year not drinking because of the whole it tastes bad thing and whatnot. But 22nd birthday rolls around. I let some friends know that, oh, I've never been drunk. And they're like, no, dude. We're getting you drunk. Again, you know, it's one of those things. So we go to a bar, and we find out that am I a decent drinker? I have a ridiculous tolerance. I drink like a fucking pirate. Not like a pillage and murder pirate. Not just like, you know, some Johnny Depp kind of guy or anything like that. And, you know, the night goes on, and they're buying me, like, all sorts of things. I had, like, 6 shots of whiskey, 5 shots of tequila. I don't even know what the hell's going on. About 4 or 5 vodka Red Bulls, and for some reason, a 40 at a bar. I think that was just because I'm black, not because that the bar sold 40s. So anyway, at some point, I realized that, you know what? This shit's not going to end well. So I kind of just slink off to the bathroom, and I'm just kind of chilling in there on the floor of the bathroom, like, oh, God. What am I doing? And my girlfriend at the time, she comes in the bathroom like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not. Not at all. And she's like, you should just throw up so you can go. I'm like, I don't want to throw up. And I turned like the biggest pussy ever at this point. Like, I'm sitting in the bathroom practically crying because I don't want to throw up because it's gross. So after sitting in the bathroom for like 15 minutes, her and my best friend get me up. I'm like, all right, we're gonna just go take you home, man. So we get in my car, and my best friend had the forethought to get a trash bag from the bar, which I thank him for. And so we drive, and I'm sitting there with the bag in my lap, just in like this drunken daze, not really looking at anything. I couldn't even focus on anything at that point. And we drive the 20 minutes back to my house, and we get there, and we're sitting in my driveway, and I'm like, all right, you got to get up and unlock the door. I'm like, all right, just give me... Everything goes into the bag for about a solid minute and a half. And it just wouldn't stop. And my best friend, he's like, oh, I really got to piss, dude. Could you just finish up so we can go in the house? I'm like, and then I'll go back to it. And he decides to go piss behind the garage because, you know, there was no way to get in the house because I was fucked up. And he comes back. I'm like, Stan, did you piss in my backyard? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I did. I'm like, it's not cool, man. But by this time, since everything is out of my system, I'm able to actually get up and go unlock the door so we go in the house. I collapse on my bed, somehow still awake, and he starts playing Mass Effect on my Xbox. My mom comes in my bedroom, and she's like, hey, Mom. It's like, so, you got drunk? I'm like, no. Because I didn't know how my mom would react to me being drunk. This is the first time. I'm like, no, yeah. Yeah, I did. And then I think I just fell asleep immediately after I said that, because that was the end of the night for me. That's it.
I'm like, I've heard a lot of my own experiences and my friends' experiences in these stories tonight, so that's pretty cool.